Lefrakim is a collection of articles and essays in Machshava, in philosophy, in Musar, Hisorus, written by the Baal Sridei Eish, Chil Yaakov Weinberg. And this particular section is actually was added to the Sefer. It was already been published in the Sefer Zikaron for one of the Sridei Eish's Talmidim, Shaul Weingarten, who died, if I'm not mistaken, in a car accident after the war, had been a brilliant Talmud. And the Sridei Eish of Weinberg wrote a beautiful hesped and tribute to him. And then afterwards, he used the opportunity to speak about some of his recollections of the Warsaw Ghetto. We know he wasn't, of course, from Warsaw, but like so many Jews from the various surrounding areas, he was herded into the ghetto. And again, this, now is not the time for all the stories, but despite the fact that there were many different people, he wasn't from that area, of course, of Poland, and there were great Hasidish Rabbanim there. And he was either very clean-shaven or very trim-bearded German rabbi with the Slobodka training. But he was such a genius and such a gadol that they made him not only part of the Bezdin, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was the Av Bezdin of the leading rabbanim in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he survived it, and as some of you probably know, if you know the history, unfortunately he was very broken even after the war. He survived physically, but he didn't really 100% survive emotionally and lived out the rest of his life in Montreux in Switzerland. And we have his Torah, and his legacy is certainly very important as one of the great Rabbanim of the 20th century. So here in this section, I only give you part of it, he speaks about his experiences in the Warsaw Ghetto. And he says in source number 20, he says, I'm not going to give you a whole history and a whole description of the Warsaw Ghetto. He says, I just want to tell you a little bit so that you understand that what you're reading about in the storybooks, he says, is not mixas sheba mixas of mikol shmash ira shaba mitziyut. You cannot possibly fathom just by reading the books, he says, what the ghetto life was like. And he describes in graphic detail, to some extent, the maasei achzariyut v'tolei cherpak otam shel knufiyat ha-mertzachim b'ghetto ha-varsha'i. He says the various public horrible murders and killing and cruelty that the German, the Nazis did in the Warsaw Ghetto, lo ra'u shamayim v'ha'aretz miyom hibaram. Don't tell me the Churban is worse and the Crusades were worse. They're all terrible. But nothing was as bad as the Holocaust. Says the Weinberg, nothing was bad even as the ghetto. Ad Kadekach, he says after the ellipse, Savruni kitovim hayu kronos hamaves, shehovilu gvarim v'nashim v'taf mikolafse Europa el machra reshmada, v'afilu tiha gaz, v'kifshuri ha'eish shebehem, nisrafu chayim milyoni nefashot yudim. He goes, I thought to myself when I was in the ghetto, that the trains taking the people to the extermination camps, to the concentration camps, even the gas chambers, even the crematorium, where millions of Jews were burned. I thought to myself when I was in the ghetto, Tovim Hayu, all of that was better. Ma'asher ha'inuyim v'hayisurim shenasu Yehudei Varsha b'shnat ha'matzor. That's how bad the ghetto was. It says when you were in the ghetto, you were praying to be taken to the gas chambers. That's how terrible the starvation was, the depravity that they experienced. Again, it's important. Today is a day. If you need something to do the rest of the afternoon, you could do a lot worse than reading about the Warsaw Ghetto. Totally mutter on Tisha B'Av afternoon, much of Tisha B'Av morning too, technically. That is definitely Dvarim Haroyim. And it's important to understand. We shouldn't lose sight of how terrible. My grandfather survived the Warsaw Ghetto, if I'm not mistaken. I think he was in the Warsaw Ghetto, originally from Lodz, though. Anyway, many people know people who were there. It was horrific, horrific. And just this little, to hear a guttle of the stature of Weinberg, who was so princely and poetic with all of his words, speak about the ghetto itself. Forget the concentration camps that, so to speak, we think we know how bad those were. But the ghetto, which is so easily overlooked as a prelude to the concentration camps, how bad that was, hopefully gives us a little bit of a taste of how horrific the Holocaust was, and something that we try to incorporate a little bit into our experiences today. We did it a few times already today, but now we specifically dedicate this kina. Kina Memches. Zichrona v'karnu Kol Yisrael.